Now David was old and full of days, and he made Solomon his son king over Israel. He gathered together all the princes of Israel, with the priests and the Levites. The Levites were counted from 30 years old and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000. David said, of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of Yahuwah's house. 6,000 were officers and judges. 4,000 were doorkeepers, and 4,000 praised Yahuwah with the instruments which I made for giving praise richer. David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the father's households of Ladan. The sons of Shimei, Jehath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jehath was the chief, and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah didn't have many sons. Therefore, they became a father's house in one reckoning. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most set apart things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before Yahuwah, to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of Elohim, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom, Shebuel the chief. The son of Eleazar was Rehabiah the chief. And Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The son of Izhar, Shelomith the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the chief, and Isha the second. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. The sons of Mali, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters only, and their relatives, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These were the sons of Levi after their fathers' houses. Even the heads of the fathers' houses of those who were counted individually, in the number of names by their polls, who did the work for the service of Yahuwah's house, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, Yahuwah Elohim of Israel has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever. Also the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its vessels for its service. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were counted, from 20 years old and upward. For their duty was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of Yahweh's house, in the courts, in the rooms, and in the purifying of all set-apart things, even the work of the service of Elohim's house, for the showbread also, and for the fine flour for a meal offering, whether of unleavened wafers, or of that which is baked in the pan, or of that which is soaked, and for all measurements of quantity and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahuwah, and likewise in the evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to Yahuwah on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, and on the appointed times, in number according to the ordinance concerning them, continually before Yahuwah, and that they should keep the duty of the tent of meeting, the duty of the set-apart place, and the duty of the sons of Aaron their brothers, for the service of Yahuwah's house.